USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump in Elko, Nevada for a Make America Great Again rally. He's there to show support for Nevada Senator Republican Dean Heller.
In just 17 days, the people of Nevada are going to reelect Senator Dean Heller to protect your jobs, defend your borders, and to continue making America great again. That's what we're doing.
The president making the point, his policies putting Americans back to work.
More people are working in our country today than at any point in the history of our country. That's not bad. How do you lose an election with that stat, right?
Ahead of the president's speech, patriots in the crowd shouting,
USA! 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 USA!
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The latest now on flooding in Texas. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Parts of Texas have been flooding for weeks, and even more rain is expected. Governor Greg Abbott says he expanded a state disaster declaration from 18 to 54 counties.
During this weekend, rain will be focused over South Texas, and then early to mid next week, another more organized round of rain is expected to move through the state with heavy rain potential as well as a few strong storms.
Meantime, the death toll from Hurricane Michael stands at 35, and most of those deaths are in Florida. The worst of the storm hit in Panama City, and the two major hospitals there are still not admitting patients. Only ER services are available at either facility. Deputies in Bay County have arrested at least 10 people suspected of looting in the area. In Callaway, Erin Guthrie had her baby's things taken, and Victoria Smith said someone took her purse from her hands while she was sleeping.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lots of lottery money up for grabs. No one hits the Powerball Saturday night, so the jackpot grows to $670 million Wednesday night. Tuesday night, Mega Millions at $1.6 billion. The tiniest planet in the solar system about to get a visit from Earth. More now from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
The unmanned spacecraft BepiColombo, a joint venture between the European and Japanese space agencies, has a 4.8 million-mile journey to Mercury ahead of it. It'll take 7 years to reach the planet closest to the sun, Flight Director Andrei Agamazo.
In the first hours, the spacecraft has to become autonomous. It means that it has to deploy its solar panels, get energy from the sun, and live on its own without the batteries. Then we take over control, and we slowly configure it for the very long cruise phase that we need to reach Mercury.
The spacecraft is to arrive at Mercury in December of 2025. It'll place two probes in orbit around the smallest planet. They'll tour Mercury for a year before feeding their findings back to Earth.
And where there is a clear sky this weekend, many Americans will be able to witness a meteor shower. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the story.
Dan Pitanowski of the AccuWeather Global Weather Center tells us about this weekend's meteor shower.
The Earth's orbit is actually passing through debris left behind from the trail of Halley's Comet over the weekend. And as the Earth takes that orbit through the debris, some of that will fall through the atmosphere as meteors. And of course, as those burn up through the Earth's atmosphere, we get quite a light show. The peak of the meteor shower will be Sunday night into early Monday morning across the United States.
For USA Radio.